What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
The trip had been her idea. After several months of long work weeks, family obligations, and the general exhaustion that seemed to come with getting older, she decided they needed a weekend away. Nothing elaborate. Just a quiet bed and breakfast in a small town where neither of them had ever been before. The plan was simple: sleep late, wander through antique stores, eat good food, and spend 2 days forgetting about everything waiting for them back home. By Friday afternoon, they were driving through rolling countryside toward a town neither of them knew much about. The place had a historic downtown, several restored buildings, and a reputation for attracting weekend travelers looking for a slower pace. The bed and breakfast sat a few blocks from the center of town in a large Victorian home surrounded by flower beds and a wraparound porch. Everything looked exactly like the photographs online. The moment he stepped through the front door, however, something felt wrong. Not frightening, not dangerous, just wrong. The feeling arrived so suddenly that he actually stopped walking. His wife took several more steps before realizing he wasn't beside her anymore. When she turned around, he was standing in the foyer looking toward the staircase with an expression she rarely saw on his face. Later, when she asked him to describe what he felt, he struggled to find the right words. The closest comparison he could think of was walking into a room where a conversation had abruptly stopped. Nothing looked unusual, yet there was an unmistakable awareness that people were paying attention to you, except there was nobody there. The owners greeted them warmly and showed them around the house. They were exactly the sort of people you hoped to meet while traveling, friendly, welcoming, and genuinely enthusiastic about the town. He tried focusing on the conversation, but the feeling refused to leave. It followed him upstairs to their room and lingered while they unpacked. Even after they left for dinner, he found himself thinking about it. For a while, the distraction of the evening helped. The restaurant was busy, the food was excellent, and by the end of the meal, he had nearly convinced himself he was imagining things. Fatigue seemed like the most reasonable explanation. It had been a long drive, and unfamiliar places sometimes affected people in strange ways. By the time they paid the bill, he felt almost embarrassed for bringing it up at all. His wife noticed his mood improve almost immediately. She had also noticed something else: his silence. Normally, he was the talkative one. He could strike up a conversation with just about anyone, yet since arriving at the inn, he had been unusually reserved. Eventually, she asked what was bothering him, and after some hesitation, he admitted that he couldn't shake the feeling that the house was occupied by more people than they could see. Even saying it aloud sounded ridiculous. His wife laughed, not because she thought he was crazy, but because the explanation was so unlike him. He wasn't interested in ghost stories and had never claimed to be sensitive to anything paranormal. If someone else had described the same feeling, he probably would have searched for a practical explanation. The fact that he was the one saying it made the entire conversation seem surreal. Unfortunately, the moment they walked back through the front door of the inn, the feeling returned. It was every bit as strong as before. The best way he could describe it was that the house felt crowded, not with guests, with presence, as though dozens of unseen people occupied the building alongside everyone else. He kept the thought to himself and followed his wife outside to the patio where several guests were enjoying drinks beneath strings of lights. Eventually, the owners joined them, and before long, everyone was sharing travel stories and discussing the history of the old house. The conversation drifted naturally from one subject to another until his wife casually mentioned that her husband had been convinced the place was haunted from the moment they arrived. The owners stopped smiling. Neither of them laughed. Instead, they exchanged a quick glance that lasted only a second or two, but it was long enough to tell him everything he needed to know. Before either of them said a word, he realized he hadn't imagined any of it. The wife apologized almost immediately, embarrassed that she had said anything. She had meant it as a joke, the kind of harmless comment people make after a glass of wine and an easy conversation. The owners were polite about it, but something in their demeanor had changed. A few minutes earlier, they had been relaxed and open. Now they seemed careful. After a long pause, the husband who owned the inn admitted that they had heard similar comments before. Not often, but enough that it no longer surprised them when certain guests reacted to the house. Some people felt nothing at all. Others loved it from the moment they arrived. A few, however, stepped through the front door and immediately became unsettled in exactly the way he had. The owners did not offer that information lightly. They seemed less interested in telling a ghost story than in making sure the wrong people didn't hear it. There were other guests staying at the inn that weekend, and the last thing they wanted was to frighten anyone or damage the reputation of the business. The house was old. It had history. Strange things had happened there over the years. They had learned to live with it, but they had also learned to be careful about what they said. His wife grew quiet as they spoke. Until that moment, she had been treating the whole thing as an odd little quirk of the trip. Her husband had gotten a strange feeling, and eventually they would laugh about it on the drive home. Now the owners were confirming that he wasn't the first person to react that way, and that changed the entire evening. The house no longer felt like a charming old inn with a slightly eerie atmosphere. It felt like a place with a private life they had accidentally walked into. The owners eventually admitted that activity in the house had been reported for years. Guests heard footsteps in empty hallways, doors opened or closed when no one was nearby. Some people woke in the night convinced someone had been standing in their room. Others described hearing voices downstairs long after everyone had gone to bed. Most of the stories were harmless, they said. Nothing violent, nothing threatening. Still, the husband listened with growing unease because every account matched the feeling he had been fighting since arrival. What bothered him most was that he had known before being told. He had not seen a shadow or heard a voice. Nothing had moved in front of him. No one had whispered his name from an empty room. He had simply crossed the threshold and understood with a certainty he could not explain that the house was not empty in the way it should have been. When the conversation finally ended, the owners asked them not to mention any of it to the other guests. They agreed. There was no reason to alarm anyone, and neither of them wanted to make trouble for people who had been nothing but kind. Still, long after the owners went back inside, he remained on the patio staring at the dark windows of the inn. For hours, he had been trying to convince himself that what he felt was nothing more than fatigue, imagination, or the atmosphere of an unfamiliar old house. Now he knew other people had felt it too. The realization should have made him feel better, but it didn't. It made him wonder whether staying the night was a mistake. Neither of them said much as they headed upstairs that night. The conversation with the owners had changed the entire tone of the trip. A few hours earlier, his uneasy feeling about the inn had seemed almost laughable Even he had been embarrassed trying to explain it. Now the owners had confirmed that other guests had experienced similar reactions, and while they had been careful not to sensationalize the stories, they had also made it clear that the reports stretched back years. By the time they reached their room, his wife was no longer teasing him about being uncomfortable. She was curious. The room itself felt perfectly normal. It was clean, comfortable, and exactly what they expected when booking the getaway. If someone had walked into it without knowing the history of the house, they never would have guessed anything unusual had supposedly happened there. For a while, they talked about the owners, the stories they had shared, and whether old buildings simply created an atmosphere that encouraged people to interpret ordinary events as something paranormal. Eventually, the conversation faded, the lights went out, and they settled into bed. His wife fell asleep first while he remained awake, staring into the darkness. Part of the problem was that he couldn't stop thinking about the feeling he experienced every time he entered the house. It wasn't fear. Fear suggested danger, and he had never felt threatened. Instead, it reminded him of walking into a crowded room where everyone suddenly became aware of your presence. The sensation wasn't hostile. If anything, it felt observational, as though the house itself noticed when someone new arrived. Eventually, exhaustion won, and he drifted off. When he woke again, the room was dark and quiet. For several moments, he simply lay there trying to determine what had pulled him from sleep. The digital clock beside the bed showed a little after 3 a.m. His wife remained asleep, and nothing appeared unusual about the room. Then he became aware of a sound that seemed to be coming from somewhere downstairs. At first, he thought he was imagining it. The longer he listened, however, the more certain he became that he was hearing voices. Not words he could understand, but conversation. Sounded exactly like a group gathered in another room, late at night. There would be a few seconds of silence followed by several voices speaking at once. Then another pause, then more conversation. The explanation should have been simple. Other guests were awake, yet the sound didn't feel right. It wasn't loud enough to suggest people were gathered downstairs having drinks, but it wasn't distant enough to dismiss entirely. More than anything, it sounded like activity taking place just out of reach. After several minutes, he quietly got out of bed and stepped into the hallway. The old house was still. He stood at the top of the staircase, listening. For a moment, he thought the voices had stopped, but then he heard them again, faintly drifting upward from somewhere below. Curious now, he slowly made his way downstairs, trying not to disturb anyone else staying at the inn. As he reached the first floor, the conversation vanished. The silence that followed felt almost strange after listening to the voices for so long. He walked through the common areas, peering into the dark dining room and empty sitting room. Every light remained off. Every chair sat neatly in place. Nothing suggested anyone had been awake moments earlier. He stood there for another minute, listening carefully, but the house offered nothing except the occasional creak common to old buildings. Eventually, he returned to bed feeling more puzzled than unsettled. The next morning, sunlight made the entire experience seem less important. Over breakfast, he told his wife what had happened. She listened carefully before suggesting the most reasonable explanation possible. He might have been partially dreaming. After all, people often experience strange sounds while moving between sleep and wakefulness. The explanation made sense, and by the time they finished eating, he had mostly accepted it. The couple spent the day exploring the town. They wandered through bookstores, antique shops, and local museums. They had lunch at a small cafe near the river and spent the afternoon walking streets lined with historic homes. For several hours, the inn and everything associated with it faded into the background. By late afternoon, he felt more relaxed than he had in weeks and began wondering if the entire experience would become nothing more than an interesting story to tell friends after they returned home. Then they walked back through the front door. The feeling returned immediately. His wife noticed the change before he said a word. One moment they were discussing where to eat dinner, the next he had fallen silent. She asked what was wrong, already knowing the answer. The house felt crowded again. That was still the only word he could find for it, not with guests, not with activity, with presence. The sensation was exactly the same as the day before, and somehow that bothered him more than if something obvious had happened. If it were imagination, why did it always begin the moment he entered the house and disappear when he left? Why was it so consistent? That evening, they found themselves talking with the owners again. The subject eventually returned to the house, and this time, the owner shared a little more of its history. Long before becoming a bed and breakfast, the building had belonged to a local physician. It served as both his family home and his medical practice for decades. People came through the house at all hours of the day and night. Patients waited in the downstairs rooms. Families gathered while receiving news about loved ones. Some arrived during moments of celebration, while others arrived during periods of grief and uncertainty. For generations, the house had rarely been empty. The owner listened carefully as he described the feeling he experienced whenever he entered the building. When he finished, she asked a question that caught him completely off guard. Did it feel like one presence or many? The answer came immediately. Many. The owner slowly nodded and explained that nearly every guest who claimed to sense something in the house described the same thing. Not a single spirit, not one ghost wandering the halls. They described the overwhelming impression that the house remained full of people. The explanation stayed with him long after the conversation ended. As they prepared for bed that night, he found himself looking at the inn differently. For the first time, he wasn't wondering whether the house was haunted. He was wondering whether some places simply held on to the lives that passed through them. He slept better the second night. The conversation with the owners had changed something. For most of the trip, he had been fighting the feeling, trying to explain it away or convince himself it wasn't real. Now he found himself approaching it differently. Whether the house was haunted or not almost seemed beside the point. The sensation existed. Other people had experienced it. The owners had heard similar descriptions for years. Whatever was happening, he no longer felt like he was imagining it. That acceptance made it easier to relax. The next morning, they woke to rain tapping gently against the windows. Neither of them seemed in much of a hurry to start the day. They lingered over breakfast, chatted with a few of the other guests, and watched the weather roll through town. Looking around the dining room, it was difficult to imagine anything paranormal taking place there. The room felt warm and welcoming. The owners moved from table to table, making sure everyone had what they needed. And the conversations around them were exactly what you would expect from a bed and breakfast full of weekend travelers. Yet as he sat there sipping coffee, he found himself thinking about the history of the house. For decades, people had arrived there carrying all kinds of burdens. Some came seeking help from the doctor who once practiced there. Others waited anxiously for news about loved ones. Families celebrated births. Families mourned losses. The owners were right about one thing. The house had witnessed countless important moments in people's lives. The thought stayed with him throughout the day. That afternoon, the rain finally stopped, allowing them to spend several hours exploring the town before returning to the inn. By then, their trip was nearly over. They would be heading home the following morning, and for the first time since arriving, he felt a little disappointed. Despite everything that had happened, he had grown fond of the place. That evening, he found himself alone on the back patio while his wife spoke with another guest inside. The sun had already set, and the grounds were quiet except for the occasional sound of insects in the distance. He sat in one of the old wooden chairs and looked back at the house. The feeling was still there. Not as strong as before, just present. As he sat there, something occurred to him that hadn't crossed his mind before. Every time he described the sensation, he focused on how many presences he seemed to feel. What if that wasn't the important part? What if he had been interpreting the feeling incorrectly from the beginning? Maybe the house didn't feel crowded because something remained there. Maybe it felt crowded because so much life had passed through it. The idea sounded strange even in his own head. Yet the more he thought about it, the more it fit what he had been experiencing. Nothing about the house felt threatening. Nothing about it felt malevolent. If anything, the overwhelming sensation was one of history, as though every significant moment that had occurred within those walls had somehow left an impression behind. The thought followed him upstairs later that evening. Before turning in for the night, he spent a few minutes walking through the common areas of the inn. The dining room sat empty now. Lamps cast soft pools of light across the sitting room. Everything felt peaceful. Standing there, he realized he wasn't uncomfortable anymore. He was curious. For several moments, he simply stood near the staircase, listening to the quiet sounds of the old building settling around him. Then, without really thinking about it, he found himself saying something softly into the empty room. Not a question, not a challenge, just a simple acknowledgement. Thank you for letting us stay. The words felt silly the moment they left his mouth, and he laughed at himself before heading upstairs. Yet when he reached the second floor landing, he noticed something that immediately made him stop. The feeling was gone. Not diminished, gone. For the first time all weekend, the house felt completely normal. He stood there for nearly a minute, trying to understand what had changed. Eventually, he shook his head and returned to the room, deciding there was no point overthinking it. The sensation had arrived without explanation. Perhaps it could leave the same way. The following morning, they packed their bags and checked out shortly after breakfast. The owners thanked them for staying and wished them a safe trip home. As they loaded their luggage into the car, his wife asked one final question. Did he still think the place was haunted? The answer took longer than she expected. Eventually, he told her he wasn't sure. A few days earlier, he would have answered yes without hesitation. Now the question felt more complicated. Haunted suggested something trapped, something lingering for a reason. What he experienced didn't feel like that anymore. Looking back, he wasn't convinced the house was full of ghosts at all. What if certain places simply remembered? What if years of joy, grief, fear, hope, and love left impressions behind in ways people didn't fully understand? Most visitors would probably never notice it. Yet every once in a while, someone walked through the front door and sensed something they couldn't explain. The drive home gave him plenty of time to think about it. Years later, he still isn't sure what happened during that weekend. He remains a practical person who prefers evidence over assumptions. If someone else told him the story, he would probably search for logical explanations before accepting a paranormal one. At the same time, he cannot ignore what he felt from the moment he entered that house. So the owners never asked him what he believed. They only asked what he experienced. That distinction stayed with him, because whatever occupied that old inn, whether it was memory, history, spirits, or something else entirely, it had been there long before he arrived and remained there after he left. The only thing he knows for certain is that he felt it the moment he crossed the threshold. And even now, years later, he can still remember exactly what that felt like.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.